Hello, everyone. My name is Kay, and this is my co-host.
Hi there. I'm Roxy.
Welcome to Heaven's Harvest. And, you know, it's just really nice to catch up with all our listeners and our audience. You know, since so much time has elapsed, we're now in 2020. Some of this that I'm going to be discussing in today's podcast was from the summer, July of 2019, and oh my gosh, this is a real doozy, because this was two incidents. First one was in July of 2015, and the second one came in July of 2019, 4 years apart, both appendicitises. I had appendicitis twice, everybody, and it was a pretty vicious attack both times. I would say the first incident was more difficult than the second.
I would describe it as very traumatic for you, Kay, because I mean, at your age, you're so young, and to go through something like this is horrendous, and then to go through it twice is even more. It's just mind-boggling.
I know it is. You're right about that, Roxy, because what I'm about to talk about is going back to 2015. I mean, I didn't even know, you know, where to start off with that. It was just appendicitis. It was terrible. I let it linger for a good 3 or 4 days. The second time around, this past July, it happened again. And I swear I did not even think it was that organ that was causing trouble. I thought it was my ovaries or my something going on, maybe an ovarian cyst. And because the symptoms were so similar,
I was digging
around online, Roxy,
yes.
It was like, oh my gosh, the throbbing, the pain, you get like a rash in that lower area. I mean, it could be the right side or the left, but this was the right side. And I guess my mind, maybe I didn't want to believe that it was the appendicitis coming back to haunt me. So I checked into the hospital. I let about 5 days go. They did the CT scan again, more radiation. I mean, this was like the third scan between a 4 year period. And, you know, the doctor said that, you know, it's enough. So, they did that. They saw a lot of inflammation on that right side, very foggy from the CT scan. And I really did give up. I felt like just exiting the hospital. But I had to stay in there and have antibiotics run its course. I did not want to do that. They told me that you have a almond size poop stone. They call it poop stones in the appendix. Somehow it got lodged in there, Roxy. And I ended up with that for, you know, it caused those symptoms. So I was actually released from the hospital. Only in like 2 or 3 days, no surgery. Now I never had surgery. The first time, nothing. The second time they couldn't do anything. They said that it was my age and it was based off of all these other factors. But I mean, I didn't believe that. I just started taking a lot of juicing during that time. I didn't have medical insurance, so I did a lot of juicing. I did a lot of turmeric shots, black pepper to make it more.
You did a lot of research,
mm-hmm.
And there was a gentleman who was just so, it was a blessing. It was a blessing to meet him because he guided you on the right path as to what you should be taking holistically speaking, what you should be taking, the supplements. And, It was miraculous.
Mm-hmm.
The outcome of this tragedy, it was miraculous, and I attribute it to, I thank the Lord first of all, and
I thank
the gentleman that guided you into the right ingredients.
What
was it that you were taking, Kay?
Well, a lot of prayer. It was a lot of prayer, and others were fasting for me. You know, so they can. Just get my health back, you know, and not go through these reoccurrences ever again.
Were you taking mangosteen tea? I mean, a mangosteen juice, I'm sorry.
I actually did. I used some of that for you know, to control diarrhea. When you get antibiotics, it does eliminate a lot of that beneficial bacteria. That helps you a lot. Yeah, and it's notorious for that. It destroys everything, those antibiotics. It eliminates all the good flora. It doesn't discriminate against the bad or good. So it just cleans you out, and you are vulnerable to infections like C. diff.
What is it that you've said cleans you out?
The antibiotics.
Now, what you need to do when you are taking antibiotics, everybody, is to have a backup system, a support system. It's called Thrive.
Thrive is, yeah.
There's a probiotics.
Yes.
And they don't need refrigeration, so you can take them with you everywhere. It's a good idea to implement this in your protocol.
See, I want to make a comment about that because I did receive these antibiotics intravenous, so I wasn't getting like a pill or anything that's normally issued from the doctor's office. So this was in going through my veins and my bloodstream. But it's just terrible because I had to wait until I was released from the hospital to take that course of probiotics. And that was called Thrive, from the Thrive company. And I did that, and I did some turmeric. I made my shots, some black pepper to make that turmeric give it a more punch in the system and become more bioavailable. It needs assistance. So that and one lemon wedge. And I also did a little bit of pineapple juice I threw in there too, just to give it some flavor. I took that because inflammation is a key thing with this, you know?
Right.
So just those combinations are, you know, they were crucial in my recovery.
Yeah. Can you also tell our audience about what the doctors saw when they did the ultrasounds? Or what was it that they did?
Okay, so yeah, the first time I was released from the hospital, then I had to go back to the hospital once more to check up. This hospital told me to stay away from CT scans in the future. It's enough, okay? And I'm grateful to that doctor. Then they said, we're going to do an ultrasound. It's a little safer than putting you through the scanner. And they did everything from head to toe, my aorta, my gallbladder, my liver, ovaries, even the appendix. They focused on that large intestine, the spleen. They did all of the intestines. She couldn't even find the appendix. Can you believe that? And she is just she's a physician and an instructor to the students that were present. She couldn't find it. She said, let's get in again the third time. She kept going around, and going from up, all that right side.
So what was the conclusion after all this ultrasound?
Well, I kept questioning her, and I said, did you see the appendix? She said, I'm sorry, I did not. It's not visible, and it should be because this is the second time around.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, I'm just shocked. My jaw is like, I couldn't even close my mouth. Yeah. But stay tuned, folks. And we are so appreciative of our listeners and audience. And, you know, we would greatly appreciate any feedback. So this is Kay.
And this is Roxy.
Let food
be your medicine.
Until next time.
Take care.
Take care.